Okay, we have a quorum, so let's begin with Senate File 712, Senator Thompson. Is there a question?
We adopted it last.
Okay. Apparently we had, well, let's just play it safe. I don't see. Senator Wicker moves adoption of the division report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate File 712 was already passed out of multiple committees and passed out of the Finance Committee last year. This is a bill that very simply adds prosecuting attorneys, judges, and the Commissioner of Corrections to some. To a statute providing for additional penalties if someone is to kill one of these people. And that, as I mentioned, it already passed out of this committee. It has been referred back because it didn't get heard last session and therefore had to come back to a committee to get sent back to the floor. There is no opposition that I am aware of. Nobody has come forth to register any concerns. The bill is in exactly the same form as it was when this committee looked at it last session. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take questions. But if not, someone has moved the bill, and I would appreciate having this sent to the floor.
Okay. A couple things. First, members will note that the fiscal note doesn't show any direct impact, but there is considered to be minimal impact in terms of some of the local correction stuff, and that's the reason for the bill being here. Second, Mr. Bodden, you had an amendment relative to the effective date.
So, Mr. Chairman, since this bill is from last year, each of the effective dates needs to be updated and basically moved from August 1st, 2013 to 2014. So on lines 2.28, 3.21, and 4.1, delete 2013 and insert 2014.
Senator Wicker makes that motion. Is there discussion on that? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And again, as Senator Thompson has pointed out, we've heard this bill before, but I don't know if Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Thompson, is there a lesser or a larger penalty because you add prosecuting attorney, judge, or these people to the list of deadly force?
Senator Thompson.
The enhancement of the penalty hasn't been changed. We've just added categories of individuals.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Senator Newman.
Yeah, I'll move the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Newman moves that Senate File 712 as amended be recommended to pass.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble.
Just a quick question. There had been some discussion about including public defenders at one time. Why have you decided not to include that?
Senator Thompson.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Dibble, discussion was had on that issue in the Judiciary Committee, and it was determined by the committee not to add a defense lawyer, so that is why you see it here in its current form without them being included in the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble.
I understand that, but do we know why?
Senator Thompson.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Dibble, yes, I believe I'm trying to recall the discussion that took place some time ago.
They didn't ask to be put in.
Okay, that there was, Mr. Kingery has just reminded me that they actually didn't ask to be included in the bill. They were not interested in being included in the bill. And then also I think the kind of the theory behind this legislation in general, and then also with these additions, is to protect people who are out there attempting to hold, you know, folks accountable for their conduct as opposed to defend those who are alleged to have been engaged in such conduct. So,
Mr. Chair.
That's the reason.
Mr. Chair.
Senator
Thank you, and I appreciate that. You know, the public defenders can speak for themselves, but from my perspective, they are sometimes the target of, you know, their own clients and or friends of their clients because they're perceived rightly or wrongly for not having done an adequate job, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they're working sometimes with some rather unsavory folks who do target them. So I just want to state that for the record that I think we should come back perhaps and take another look at that and see if public defenders might also warrant the kinds of protections because I think they are targets from time to time. So no amendment. Just wanted to state that I think we should come back, and I'll look more into that in the coming session.
Okay, I remember that started a little bit from my public defender days when I first got out of school, so on a couple of occasions. Further discussion. We have Senator Newman's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, Senator Thompson.
Mr. Chairman and members, thank you.
Okay, next we have Senate File 2004, Senator Wicklund. And Senator Tomasoni moves. So Senator Wicklund moves adoption of the division report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Chair Cohen and committee. I'm here with Senate File 2004. It's a technical bill that DHS brought forward. It actually makes corrections to language that was enacted last year. The bill amends two riders that were enacted in the 2013 session, and they were mistakenly enacted in a form that does not match the legislative tracking sheet for the HHS omnibus bill. And I do have, based on a message from council, I do have an amendment. It's actually a delete all amendment because there was the wrong version of the provision was amended in the original bill. So I need to correct that with this amendment.
Okay. And Senator Wicklund, before we do that, let me just ask Mr. Nauman. You've indicated what this is. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Nauman, relative to finance aspects of this?
No, Mr. Chairman and members, there is no cost to this provision. It just internally corrects some, conforms the spreadsheet to last year.
Okay. And you've indicated, Senator Wicklund, that you have, is it what, the A1 amendment?
A1 amendment.
Do we have that?
We do.
Okay. So members have that?
Yes.
So, Senator Wicklund, did you want to, again, comment on the amendment?
Yes. I mean, apparently it doesn't have any substantive changes. It's strictly to correct and amend the language.
Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chairman and members, Senator Wicklund, it's my understanding that we need to do the amendment to pick up some of the changes that were amended in the corrections bill at the end of session last year, so that this amendment engrosses all of those together.
All right. So,
thank you.
Does anybody wish to move the amendment? Senator Anderson moves the adoption of the A1 amendment as explained by Senator Wicklund and Mr. Nauman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Further discussion on Senate File 2004.
So, Mr. Chair.
Senator Peterson.
I see the effective date on this as well as July 1st of 2013. Is that an issue in regards to this? The bill's already gone into effect and we're coming back with a into the bill.
Mr. Bondren.
Mr. Chairman and members, unlike the previous effective dates, this one is intended to be retroactive. You can see on line 11.7 of the amendment, and I think it's intended to money has been administered.
So, Mr. Chair and Mr. Boddard, are you saying these grants haven't been distributed yet, or they have? Or?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Peterson, I think you'd have to check with the department on that. I don't have the answer for that. This would allow them the authority to spend the money that way.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Lemon,
on that point, have agencies or departments in question, or have they already made commitments? We're trying to fix a problem for them.
Well, do we have anybody from the agency who's here?
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Jenny Ernst with the Department of Human Services. The reason that we need to have this effective upon enactment or by retroactive to July 1st is because in order to balance our budget for this state fiscal year, we had to reduce funding for another area. And we're anticipating that we'll need this funding to be paid out in April or May of this year.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Lumber.
Last year when we were considering budgets, was it our intent to give these funds to the agencies, and or is this something new?
Well, I think as indicated, it's not something new, but I think it incorporates what we did last year. Mr. Nottingham can comment about it in more detail, but we have a more complete answer.
Mr. Chairman and members, it's my understanding this is a correction to reflect what the conference committee intended to have done last year.
And similar, there are a couple of other places where you'll find we're tracking what happened in conference committees last year, which might be reflected in some of the division articles that we'll see in the next week or so.
Mr. Chair, question.
Sir, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, for example, on page 3, under the adoption assistance and relative custody assistance, we're deleting, you know, 37 million something and moving to it being 36 million something. Was that because that was agreed upon in conference, or is that because you, as an agency, didn't have the resources to do the 37 and so are requesting the lowered amount?
Mr. Chair, Senator, this is to align with the decisions that were made last session in the tracking sheet.
Got it.
So there was an adjustment to the adoption area to decrease based on the forecast.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Peterson.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, on page 9, you're basically eliminating or deleting a $200,000 grant for high-risk adults. Is that dollars being used somewhere else, or that you're saying that bill, whoever carried the bill or that appropriation for high-risk adults and that appropriation, was that a misprint in the bill? Or?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wicklund.
Actually, it's just moving the language. On page 5, you'll see the same language is inserted. That's new language, and then it's taken out on page 9. And what I understand is that this proposal, it corrects the placement of the rider. It's not a change to the funding. And if they don't correct it, it would have the unintended result of a reduction in adult mental health grants in order to pay for the grant.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Further questions on Senate File 2004? Do we have a motion to... Senator Wieger moves that Senate File 2004 as amended be recommended to pass. If there's no further discussion on that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Then, and members, we had an agenda with a couple of other bills, I think a couple of which are being incorporated into the division articles. We have a shorter agenda today. The last bill is Senate File 2205, Senator Rest. Senator Tomasoni moves adoption of the division report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate File 2205, if you look at the language, is really trying to just delay for one more year the conditions under which employment is done with the merger of Courage Center, which is in my district, and Alina that occurred last year. And it is nothing more difficult or complicated than that. Courage Center had started a extended employment program almost 20 years ago, and they've served people with various disabilities to help them maintain competitive employment. And it's been extremely successful. Recently, in the last couple of years, there's been a merger again with Alina and Courage Center. And what this bill does is allow one more year to figure out how that program is going to continue to work and what changes need to be made. And I do have people here from Courage Center, and I would ask that person to come forward to explain anything more. The merger actually took place. Excuse me, I'll speak up. The merger took place on June 1st of 2013, and Deed is well aware of the situation, and I believe that they are not objecting to this one-year extension, but she would come in. Wherever you are. There you are.
Okay, welcome to committee. If you could identify yourself and just...
Mr. Chair and members, I have a representative from Deed here, and thought maybe I could have him speak. His name is John Sherman.
Okay, Mr. Sherman, if you could identify yourself and...
Mr. Chair and the committee, my name is John Sherman. I'm Director of Extended Employment for the Department of Employment and Economic Development, Vocational Rehabilitation Division.
And any comments on the bill?
We support it. It's a technical change necessary to keep a good program going for another year.
So, any questions for the agency or for Senator Newman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Senator Rest or either of the testifiers, the bill indicates that the Courage Center must contract with Allina Health Systems for another year. And my question is whether or not any of you are aware of any other health systems or businesses that are interested in effect, bidding for this contract.
Mr. Sherman.
Mr. Chair, Senator Noman. Right now, we are not aware of any health industry organization currently interested in it. One of the reasons that we're requesting the extension is to examine, among other things, that question of other agencies providing these services. There is we'll be going on in the next year an extensive review of our current funding rule and legislation attached to it. During that time, we'd be taking an examination of other providers. But to my knowledge at this point, Senator and Mr. Chair, that there is no other health agency that I know of that's interested.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Knowing that this was going to expire in 2014, is there any specific reason why you did not examine whether others were interested in bidding for this contract as opposed to coming in and asking for an extension?
Mr. Sherman.
The reason that the Mr. Chair, Senator Newman, the reason that the extension was made is because of other statutory language that requires that the purpose of the organization under the section that has this funding be an organization primarily involved in rehabilitation programs. No other health agency, of course, or any other agency that does not meet that criteria would be eligible. This program, the Extended Employment Program, has been operating under a funding rule and statute for approximately 20 years in this condition in these circumstances. I don't know if that answers your question. I'd be open to further questions,
but
Mr.
Chairman, it sounds like you are now going to, in effect, open up the process and reexamine whether or not you want to continue with just Allina or let others bid on the contract. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Senator Newman, yes, that is correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I just also point out that Courage Center, as he indicated, has been operating under a grandfathered situation anyway, and it's probably time that DEED reviewed the statutory requirements for programs for extended employment so that Courage Center, regardless of who they merge with, is not operates under the statute rather than an exception or a wavered position. I think it would make them very much more comfortable for them as well.
Further discussion. Does anybody wish to move the bill? Senator Thomasoni moves that Senate File 2205 be recommended to pass. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, Senator Rest.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members.
Members, that concludes the agenda. Just a quick note. As everybody is aware, the divisions are working on completion of their articles for the supplemental finance bill. The original intent had been to hear the bill, the supplemental finance bill, on Friday, April 4th. There's been some discussion of moving that up. Not sure we can do that. Mr. Nauman and Ms. Kaplan and I will be talking about that this morning. If we hear it the 4th, I'm not sure, but I would think there might be a chance of a floor session that Saturday, April 5th. So just maybe keep that in mind. So otherwise, nothing else. So thank you.
Right here, I just want to give you a little update. Yeah. Okay.